You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, the air quote kids surprised me with this thing right here on my wrist. You see this?
Oh, what kind of watch is it?
They
is
got that, me an iWatch for it's Father's
it's the Apple,
Day.
It's the Apple Watch?
It's the Apple Watch. It's the new Mama Jamma one, and I've never had one. Nicole has one and loves it.
Hold it back up to me.
And I was talking the other day about how I'm running a lot more and stuff. I was like, I'd really like something to track my runs and keep track of my calories. And, you know, I'm dying to know my blood oxygen level every 5 minutes. So, yeah, they got me this, and I teared up a little bit when I opened it. I was super surprised; was not expecting it all at all. I love it. The only fatal flaw with this thing is that everybody knows I'm going to have this now, and it's going to be harder than ever to avoid phone calls and text messages. I am not going to be able to use the excuse, "Oh, I didn't see your text come through." Oh, I didn't know you called. Or
let me send you a text real fast and see how it does.
So it's like I am now constantly connected, and then my fear of everything always listening at all times, and here I am now with an electronic device strapped to my body. And now it just said raised to speak for some reason. I'm still trying to figure out this whole thing. But it's kind of cool, and I like the activity tracker, you know, it counts your steps and tells you when to breathe and what tells me when I have to pee and things like that. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. It's a really nice gift. Are you still sending me a message? I got nothing.
Yeah, hold on. I'm finding one to send you.
Don't send me anything naughty. Cause like,
why not?
Well, I don't need that on my phone. Boy, this is a long text you're sending me.
No, it's I'm looking for something.
Oh, come on. But other than that, it was a ding-dang good weekend. We had a little taco bar thing at my parents' house. So we got to hang out with my sister and my mom and dad, my brother-in-law. We had a really nice taco bar and had a baseball game this weekend. Came through. One image, tap to download. Hold on, it's downloading in our Wi-Fi here at the radio station.
Okay.
There it is. That's an impressive twerk.
It's a nice talent, isn't it? Good.
So, yeah, that was a
glad I could be one of the first.
Thank you. Yeah, that's fun. That's real nice. Thank you for that.
Very nice.
What'd you do this weekend? Very nice.
Well, my son and daughter-in-law are 6 hours away from me. They're six time zones away, so we scheduled a little Zoom thing yesterday for Father's Day.
That's good.
Spent about an hour just catching up again, blah, blah, blah. So,
did they Zoom by the ocean?
They live by the ocean.
I know. I would so be Zooming by the ocean with the ocean in the background. Make everybody jealous.
Yeah, I guess the beach is something like 50 yards from their door or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like that's 150 beautiful. Feet from their door. They
holy
go out,
cow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Zoom by the ocean.
Mm-hmm. It's a song, right?
It is.
But I'll tell you, the funniest thing that happened this weekend, you know how we always laugh if you've got a good run of good luck or something and somebody says something and you're like, oh, way to go. Yeah. Now you just jinxed it.
Mm-hmm.
We were going out on a little date action on Friday afternoon. We wanted to go sit. I forgot. I neglected to send you photos.
I thought about you this weekend because on Friday, before we left, I said, hey, send me pictures of your food that you're going to get at this fancy
bar. I had that and
bar.
The pictures of the little street that I was telling you
yes,
about.
Yes. Not a one.
I'll send some.
Radio silence.
Well, we're just having too much fun. So, but as we're driving to our first outing, we drive past this. It's like an old-style service station.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, my God, that is the service station that this guy that I met here had told me. He says, if you ever need a guy, you know, a mechanic, everybody needs to know a guy.
Yeah.
He goes, this is the guy. He runs this. He's run this for like 25 years, and he's the one I trust with all of my cars and stuff like that. And I had said, hey, that's good. You always want to know a guy. Anyway, we just happened to be driving by. I said, oh, my God. What are the odds in this entire area? We just happened to cruise right past. That's the one that he told me about, mm-hmm. that this buddy Mark told me about. And Gretchen goes, Well, you won't need it because this car never has any trouble. The car, it's a 2013, and the next problem we have with this car will be the first problem we've ever had
with the car.
Here
we go.
And at that moment, I turned to her and I said, how could you just do that? You just absolutely, I'm looking everywhere for some sort of wood to knock on, you know? Said, way to go. Exactly to the hour, 24 hours later, I am driving back from Home Depot. And about halfway home, the dashboard lights up, the brake light comes on, the ABS light comes on, two different warning lights come on, and it is like a Christmas tree on my dash.
Oh, no.
Brakes. And as soon as I tap the brake, I can tell something ain't right.
Uh-huh.
So this was late Saturday, of course, when everybody is closed. Everybody was closed all day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's today that I'm going to have to try to scramble and find some place to be able to take this. And since we're a one-car family, that means running and getting a rental car. If you can find a rental car.
You need to buy an electric bike.
It would do no good where I live. I'm out in the boonies.
You'd be fine.
So,
well, hopefully it's just a sensor
thing. She
sits
there and says, this car never has any trouble.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah.
It hurt
you. I'm hoping it is.
It's just a simple sensor. You'll be fine.
Look, even with a car like that, when the sensor goes out, it's still $650.
Two grand tops.
You know, as soon as she said that, I should have stopped the car, leaned over, opened her door, and pushed her out.
Get out.